Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Mission from the Heart Radio, and my special guest, you know him, Minister Harold Copeland. And we are back with you today to pick up where we left off under the umbrella of discipleship. And we are focusing our attention on the very nature of God. If you did not catch the first part of this focus, we encourage you to go back on the broadcast, on the dashboard or the podcast, and listen to part one of this wonderful, wonderful lesson, the very nature of God. And familiarize yourself to bring yourself current. We're going to be going into part two on today as we continue to sift through the pages of the Word of God and continue to be led by His hand on His character, about His character and His ways. So God told Moses, to go and carry the Pharaoh. I will.
God has said,
to go and tell Pharaoh, I was. No, that's not what he said either. But this is what God told Moses to tell Pharaoh. God told Moses to go and tell Pharaoh, I am sent you. And I just want I am, and that's in all caps, to resonate in your heart and mind. What kind of a God can just tell a king of a nation that everything comes under his submission? Talking about God. Listen to what Colossians 1:16 says. For by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. Now that's power. According to 1 Timothy 1:17, it says, to the king, capital K-I-N-G, of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, the honor and glory forever and ever. And that requires an amen. So I pray, my brothers and sisters, that you give your undivided attention to this lesson today. Our God is an awesome God, full of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, fullness, gentleness, and he has self-control on you and me. A nature born again believers have within. Don't miss that. We have God's character. A born-again believer now who has given their heart to Christ wholeheartedly. We have his nature within us by way of the Holy Spirit. So, my brothers and my sisters, Brother Harold and I are
ready to continue to lead you and guide you through scriptures. Brother Harold?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you and me. Hello again, everybody. We welcome you today. God bless you. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our wonderful host, Minister Kenita Smith, we are in studio together again. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for your life. But remember, most importantly, God loves you. He has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the Word of God, God is downloading revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart that will release His divine plan that He has for your life. And you too shall stand and fulfill God's destiny for your life. As was said earlier, we're still on this series, this wonderful series, under the umbrella of discipleship. And what we said, the focus of our teaching today is God, the nature, the very nature of God. Amen. And we're just going to go ahead and start part two of this teaching. We always like to start off with our launchpad scripture. Our launchpad scripture comes out of the book of Matthew, chapter number 28, starting with verse 16 through 20.
Amen. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. Then when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. When Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth." Verse 19. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Amen.
Amen. Now, the foundation of scripture that we're going to use to support this topic, the nature of God, We're going to go to the book of Ephesians. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17, 18, and 19.
Read this way. And when he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
Amen. Set us down then. No longer strangers. Amen. So we can have a relationship with God, and we can still be a stranger. But it's not a stranger as of from God to us, because God is always transmitting. And he's transmitting his very love into our hearts. But we can position ourselves, position our hearts, our minds, our souls, not to receive what God is transmitting. Because there's a blockage. When that blockage is there, even though we are in Christ and we are part of the family, the relationship from us to God is not positive. It's not from God to us, because God is always transmitting, but when we are not positioned to receive the transmission of his love, then the relationship is not positive. I was like that in my Christian walk. I was transmitting love, but I wasn't receiving it. There was a blockage because I didn't know of God's nature. Sin still had me bound. And I thought I had to overcome before God could love me. I thought I had to turn God's love on by my performance. And it was impossible. I was bound. And you know that, what I just described, it's the definition of religion. Amen. And that's what religion will do. Religion kills. And it's not necessarily physically. But if we stay bound up in it, a physical death can come. I was spiritually dead, but I was confessing Christianity. And that's what religion does. It kills us spiritually. And we can't receive the supernatural love that God is transmitting constantly, 24/7. Now, because of God's love, See, I was condemned. Amen. Totally goes against the word of God. Amen. Because even if the denomination that I was in was teaching this type of condemnation, that this big bad judge was sitting behind his throne, and he had a big gavel in his hand. Amen. And every time I messed up, he would take that gavel and pop me inside my head. I was bound by religion until the word came alive, the word of God. And I stopped listening to myself and others that weren't teaching this good news of the gospel. And I began to let God's word speak to my heart. And one of the words God began to comes out of the book of Romans. We're going to go there. The book of Romans, chapter 8, the book of Romans, chapter 8, and we're going to read verses 1 and 2.
Romans 8, verses 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death.
Amen. Now that scripture has freed me up. Get to destroy those chains that had me bound. Destroy those yokes, those heavy yokes, those heavy burdens that was around my neck. Man, I began to yoke up with Jesus, who is it? Who? I began to take his yoke upon me. See, his yoke is easy. I began to carry his burdens, and he began to carry my burdens. He carried my heavy burdens, and I carried his light burdens. And he began to speak to me. Therefore, now, that important word, now, right now, no condemnation, amen, for those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Love, those that are in love with love, because love is in love with those that are in him. Amen. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit of the living God. See, it's God's Spirit that works in us, this love that takes us into the approval of God. There's a supernatural law working in us, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's a supernatural law. We don't do it. It's not by power, not by might. It's by his great Spirit working in us. His great Spirit, God's great Spirit of life, working in us, doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. I mean, you know what that scripture says? He's doing a work in us that'll blow our minds. Amen. What he's doing. Amen. According to the power that works, the power of the Spirit of God, it's working in us. So we let go. We let go, and we let God. And the relationship becomes a positive relationship from God's side to us, now from our side to him, even if we do mess up. Glory to God. Even if we did do it, you know what God is saying? You didn't do it. It's under the blood of Jesus Christ. That's love. Because I didn't see you do that. It's been taken care of. Man, my son's blood has taken care of that failure, that mistake, amen. That sin, it's been taken care of. The sin debt, there's a zero balance. Amen. We got to get that love. And we have to get this in our hearts. See, once we begin to receive in the heart, we step into a relationship. This is a relationship. It's not a religion. Man, I tried religion. It don't work. Amen. There's no joy in religion. There's no peace in religion. Religion bound. Religion constantly tell you, you got to work, you got to work, you got to work, you got to work. Oh, that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough. Lord, we got to do more and do more and do more. But relationship says, rest. Rest in my joy. Rest in my peace. But most importantly, rest in my love. And when we do mess up, and when we do sin, what God is saying is, see, you tried to do it on your own. My brothers and my sisters, if you don't hear nothing else, please listen to this statement. We, in and of ourselves, are no match for sin. Sin will overtake us all the time. We, in and of ourselves, in our own strength, in our own power, in our own might, we can have the willpower to get up. God, I am willing today to walk holy and upright before you. If you make it 30 minutes, write a book and tell me how you did it. Amen. We can't do it. It's impossible. You know what? It's not hard to live the Christian life. It's impossible for us to live the Christian life. That's why love himself, God, empowered us. Amen. He empowered us with his Holy Spirit. And through the Holy Spirit, we develop this positive relationship with our Lord. And as we begin to know of his loving nature, his nature is loving, unconditional, glory to God. Well, I messed up. Good. See, all sins are paid for. Love and his great wisdom, he just couldn't pay for our sins that we did before we got saved. Amen. Because he knows shortly after we get saved, we're going to go somewhere. We're going to mess it up. But the blood of Jesus will pay for all the sins of the world. Sins of yesterday, sins of today, and yes, sins of tomorrow, because some going to happen tomorrow, and sins of forever, as long as we in this earth suit, in this earth realm. Amen. We're going to sin. You are. Hallelujah. But love got it all covered. Amen. Oh, yes, he does. Love got it all covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. God is not angry with us because of sin. In all reality, God doesn't even see sin. And I'm going to show you that. See, our God is a merciful God. Merciful. You know what? Merciful. Full of mercy. Amen. You know, before we get out of bed, his mercy is renewed every morning. I mean, he get a big old dose of it and you put it on. Amen. Why? Because he know we're going to need. Hallelujah. Man, that's how much he loves us. Glory to God. And God gives us his love the agape, unconditional, his mercy, his joy, his peace. Amen. He gives us his very life, the very life of God is in us. Amen. Full of blessings. Amen. A life full of blessings, independent of our performance. That we may know his love. You know, we just step back and look. See how much he loves us. Step back and just look at him. Amen. So we have to take our eyes off ourselves. Amen. Put our eyes on our God. As a great preacher always say, put him first. Put love first. Get love off the back burner. Put him first. The center. That was the center of our life. Amen. Love is the center. He has a great plan for us. It's a loving plan. Amen. Let's read that. Let's read that. That comes out of the book of Jeremiah. Coming out of the book of Jeremiah. Very, very familiar passage of scripture. Coming out of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29. The book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. Let us read that.
Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And it reads this way. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope.
Amen. Thoughts of peace if you don't have peaceful thoughts in your mind. Those are your thoughts. They're not God's thoughts. God said, I got thoughts for you that bring peace. I got a future for you. And it's not evil. If your present and your future, if you can see evil in it, it's from the enemy. It's not the future that God has for us. And we have to be still and know, and our Noah. This is a Noah gospel. Amen. This is not an intellectual gospel. Amen. When I say a Noah gospel, it's an intimacy of the heart. It's a heart knowing. Glory to God. And if what you know is in your head, you're going to have to drop it like 12 inches. Get it out of your head. Amen. Because that's our own understanding. That's why Jesus said, you want to be my disciple. In other words, you want to walk with me. You want to come out with me. Amen. He said, lean not to your own understanding. I mean, he said, acknowledge me. See, when we acknowledge God, it's an acknowledgement from the heart. We acknowledge from the heart that he's God. Glory to God. Amen. You see, if we operate in our heads, we are sitting on the throne of our own life. You know what? I tried to play God. I was a horrible God. Amen. For myself. That's how religion is. I was in religion. I was going to church, going to Bible study, but I was calling the shots. Glory to God. Amen. And I couldn't manage. I was a bad manager of my own life. Man. I had to get to the point to, hey, I can't even manage my own life. And I realized God didn't want me to. Amen. Wanted my life to be managed according to his word by the power of his Holy Spirit. Amen. He didn't even want me to live my own life, but he wanted Christ to live his life on the inside of me. That's relationship. Somebody say relationship. Now, we already established through scripture the God's nature is love. I mean, it's an unconditional love. It's not a humanistic love. Come on, let's be real. Humans could love us today. Amen. That's not guaranteed they're going to love us tomorrow. Let's be real. As long as we're doing things to please humans, they're going to love us. But if we do something they don't approve of, they cut the love off. You know, I was married for 21 years. My wife's in heaven now. And I know she loved me. But there were times she didn't act like it. Why? Because I did an act or I did something that she didn't approve of. So she shut her love off for a season. You know? But I know she loved me. Amen. And that's the same way. Mothers can do it. Fathers can do it. Sisters can do it. Brothers can do it. Husbands can do it. Because sadly enough, we're learning. Somebody say we're learning. But because we are in this earth suit, our love is still based on some conditions. We know we're going to get better because God is working in us and through us. And he promises, I'm going to finish the work. I started it, and I'm going to finish it. So let's stop trying to finish what he started. Amen. Let's just let go. Amen. And let God. Amen. He's God. Glory. Don't be like me and try to play God. Glory to God. Amen. I was glad when I got fired. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I got fired and God came in to be God of my life. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We give you glory. It's love. And so we have established that through scripture. Amen. That's the nature and character of God's love. But my brothers and sisters, as long as we in this earth realm, we're going to encounter things that's going to fight that truth and try to take that truth away from us. Amen. And most of the time, the fighting is not outside of us. It's in our own minds. Our own minds will fight us, fight against the unconditional love of God. Our own emotions. We can get to the point where we don't feel God's love. And since we don't feel God's love, we think he turned it off. Transmitting. Oh, yes, he is. He's constantly transmitting 24/7. It's just that we are not receiving. And see, scripture, you know, and this is what we have to look at. This is really what hindered me, because scripture gives us two images of God character in nature. And when I say scripture, I talk about testament. See, God only made two testament with the people. Amen. You know, one testament we call the Old Testament. You know, and testament means covenant. So there was an old covenant. He made a covenant with the people in the Old Testament. He made a covenant. And now in this dispensation, what we walk in the New Testament, the New Covenant. There's an Old Covenant and there's a New Covenant, but there's one God. Amen. And he's the same. But if you look at told the two covenants, you would think that he's different. But he's not. He's the same God. Now, the difference between the covenants, the testament, the old and new, it's not God. Amen. But there's something big, small, but it's big, that stood between God, and that something was sin, S-I-N. See, in the old covenant, sin wasn't taken care of. Well, no, it wasn't. So in order for God to get to the people, he had to go through the barrier that was separating him from the people. And that barrier was sin. God had to deal with sin. See, that's not an issue in our covenant, our testament. Why? The blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Has taken care of the sin. Amen. Has paid the sin debt in full. Glory to God. Oh, yes. And that same blood that paid the sin debt in full, and notice we said earlier, the sin of yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever, sin is taken care of. Glory to God. And the same blood that paid the sin debt in full, check it out, check it out, became a bridge. Oh, yes, it did. Glory to God. That connected our heart to the heart of God. Hallelujah. And now we hold the blood of Jesus. God, see, in the old covenant, God had to deal with sin. I'm going to say that. And then I'm going to say this. Sin is taken care of in the new covenant. God is not putting sin against us. Let's go to Romans. Oh, yes. Yeah. Let's bring it out in scripture. Let's go to Romans chapter number 4. That's the book of Romans chapter number 4. And we are going to read verses 6, 7, and 8.
6, 7, and 8. Just as David also describes the blessedness of the man to whom God imputes righteousness apart from works. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord shall not impute sin. That's Romans 4, verses 6, 7, and 8.
And we know that David had a great relationship with God, and that is what Paul was doing. Paul was quoting, he was quoting David. David was a prophet. So David, even though David was in the old covenant, he could see the new covenant through the Spirit. And even though God called David a man after my own heart, you know, glory, I don't think any higher accolade can go to any person from God. Amen. A man after my own heart. But David's position, a man after God's own heart by God, David looked into the new covenant from the old covenant through the power of the Holy Spirit, and he saw our relationship with God. And in a spirit of jealousy, he said, ooh, those New Testament believers, ooh, blessed, because God will not impute their sins against them. Amen. He gives them righteousness instead. He imputes righteousness into their hearts and their minds and their soul. And that's because of the nature and character of God, which is the unconditional love of God. And God is transmitting that agape, unconditional love today. And maybe there's somebody out there in radio land that said, I want that. I need that. Well, this is the hour that Spirit of God began to draw hearts into the heart of God through the power of love. And if you ever been drawn by the Spirit of God, guess what? This is your hour. Today is the day of the greatest moment in your life. Your miracle is knocking on your door. So I am going to stop. I'm going to drop. And we're going to pray as We release you to Minister Kenita Smith, and under the anointing of the living God, she's going to take us to the cross that we may receive Jesus. Minister Smith.
This is a time, as we always say in Mission from the Heart, is that we extend Christ to you. And how do we do that broadcast after broadcast? We extend Jesus to you through salvation. 1 Timothy 5:2, verse 5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator." One God and one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus. According to 1 Peter 3:18, it says, "For Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God." And Romans 5:8 says to us, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Amen. And this is the time, as Minister Copeland said, Christ is the bridge between a sinful people and a holy God. And we are to lay our hearts at the foot of Jesus Christ, that we would come to know him. You would come to know him as your personal, intimate Christ. Relational, as Minister Harold was indicating in our lesson today. Not religiously, but relationally. This is salvation. So we want to pray with you, for you, as you lift up your heart, surrender your life to him through salvation, asking him, laying it all at his feet, that he would be Lord over your life, that he would set up on the throne of your heart. This is the beginning of a new life, born again life, that you would give it all to him. So I'm asking my brothers and sisters to partner with us in prayer as we pray for somebody, whether it be directly in your family or indirectly at work, or that person that God has laid on your heart to intercede for. Continue to pray for them as we pray together for you, my brother and sister. Now, it's my words, but as I say, it is your heart, and God can see the heart of a man. So don't play around in the sense of, don't come to the feet of Jesus half-hearted. Bring your whole heart, that you would be made whole, born again. So let's pray and let's go to the feet of Jesus for salvation. Lord God, here I am.
I know you are knocking at the heart of my life. You've been tugging on me. You have been leading me to you, and I have ignored you many of days. Lord, if I had it to say, I do not deserve to be in this life. But Jesus, who died for me, hallelujah, his blood paid it all for me. And I receive him as my Savior. I believe by faith, Lord, that your word is true, that Jesus did what he did on the cross for little old me. And I know that your love that I heard about today, your love is my saving grace. Lord, I surrender my life to you in the best way I know how. Lord, you alone are my eternity. You alone are my love. You alone, I give my heart to you. Lord, I have nothing else. I come humble as I know how. And I come with a joyous heart to you, saying thank you and giving you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Clean me up on the inside, as you take residence on the inside. Here I am, Lord, for I need you. And I know that you are my anchor for my soul. Lord, I love you, and I thank you all the days of my life. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen and amen. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you surrendering your life, handing him your hand, and holding on tight, cleaving to him, pressing into him, that he is, knowing that he is your only way, he is your truth, and he is your life. Praise God. Now, we encourage you to seek out a Bible teaching church and be baptized. Get baptized by submersion of water. What a beautiful, beautiful sign to send out to those who are looking upon, letting them know when you rise up out of the water that you are a Christ follower. Tell the world that you love Jesus. And what a wonderful way of letting him know, through the baptism of water. And when you rise, you are just full of joy and excitement to know that you are now in the family of faith when you handed him your heart. Seek out a small group such as a Bible study or a discipleship class or a Sunday school class that you would continue to grow and go. And don't forget to continue to be with us at Mission from Your Heart. Mission from the Heart is a discipleship ministry that continues to grow us, so that we can continue to love on him as he loves on us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we are super excited for what you have done with your life concerning salvation. Brother Harold?
Praise the Lord. I welcome my brothers and sisters, into the family of love. Amen. Congratulations. The greatest decision that you would ever make in your lifetime here on earth. And that one decision will give you a lifetime of eternity in the presence of love himself. And those that rededicated and heard the call to come out from amongst them and be separated back into the presence of love, we say welcome. Glory to God. Buckle up and just sit back. Get in the back seat. Get on the right side in the back. That's what they call chauffeur. And let God put his hand on the wheel. Let love drive that vehicle, drive your life. Man, go sit in first class and relax and rest and let Jesus be the pilot. Let love himself be the pilot. And as we said, God always been the same. Amen. Since he self-exists. Amen. You see, God wasn't created. Amen. He just self-exists. Amen. He exists in himself. Amen. Glory to God. He exists in love because himself is love. He just exists in himself in love. And there isn't a time he didn't exist. Amen. He wasn't, you know, should I say, begin or begun. No, he already exists. It wasn't started. There isn't a start date. God doesn't have a birthday. He just exists. Because of who he is, he exists. Before anything else exists, love exists. And when we showed up, we just showed up in the presence of love. And we talked about the two covenants. The first covenant didn't have a savior, but there was sin in the earth. And sin hindered the flow of the unconditional love to those people. But we have a Lord, we have a Savior, we have a higher power. His name is Jesus, and he has taken care of sin. And as we shared earlier, he became that bridge that connects our heart to the heart of God, which is love. And we're going to stop here for today, and we're going to come back and finish next week. But you know what? Yesterday, gone. It's gone. And even tomorrow, it's not promised. This is the day that the Lord has made. And let us rejoice, and let's be glad in it. In Jesus' name. Minister Smith.
Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I have really enjoyed the lesson for today. This lesson teaching series has really opened my mind to who God truly is in my life, the nature of God, and all of his fullness is just a delight. And I never stop learning on who or about who our Father is. And thanks be to God for the live, living scripture that breathes upon us, that fills us, that leads us and guides us. praise the Lord for Minister Copeland continuing to disciple us and showing us the very nature of God in pieces. I mean, we would spend our entire lifetime on this side of heaven learning more about Jesus, learning more about the character, the nature of God. Hallelujah. Well, I pray and hope that this has been a blessing to you. I know it has, because of your faithfulness to God and your faithfulness to the ministry, Mission from the Heart, as we meet together every week. This is a blessing. Always remember that the very word of God will be here, whether we live on this side or whether we live with him. The word of God will remain. Scripture tells us that seasons come and seasons go. Flowers wither, grass wither. They come and they go, as well as life. Life comes on this side of heaven by birth from the womb of a woman, and life ends on this side of heaven because of death itself. But new born again Christians, we live with him, and that's capital H-I-M, in heaven eternally, as Minister Copeland shared with us through scripture, that we live eternally. So don't miss that, my brothers and sisters. Stand firm on that. Don't live with doubt and wondering. Live with the blessed assurance of the word of God and what Jesus did on the cross. His promises are real. His faith is real. And what he did on the cross is real. And we can take that to the bank. So God bless you. Have a wonderful, blessed rest of your week. And keep your heart, mind, stayed on Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. God bless you, my brothers and my sisters.